a record 11 weeks on Bubbling Under. That is Chimano with Hallelujah off Heavy Is the Crown, his debut EP, which has been doing very, very, very well. Oh, I don't know what to say. Released at the in the middle of April. We've had it on Bubbling Under. You've been voting. And that's, you know, it's going to bed. It's going to bed after a record time, record number of weeks. Keep supporting his music by streaming his EP, Heavy as a Crown. Stream all the artists' EPs. Stream every single bit of music from every Kenyan artist that you have, because that's how we help to raise and keep pushing their music out there. Just really excited about the music that's coming out, and there's a lot more music on the way. My name is Chow, and just as I get ready to switch gears, remember that I have cleaned up the studio with Ace Disinfectant, and the reason I used it is because it has fast microbial components that clean and disinfect on the go. So an in-store recommendation for you. Get yours at all leading stores countrywide. Very excited to have my guest in studio who's been here for, you know how excited I get when somebody comes in early? This is how excited I have been. They came in at 9 o'clock. I have my breakfast here. I just finished eating my oats and having my green tea. And I was just like, okay, I'm walking in. And I was told, your guest has come. I was like, oh, wow. And I looked at the time. I was like, okay, this works. I love how we're starting off July. We're starting off with all that great stuff. And I'm really excited to introduce them onto the show. I'm hearing about them for the very, very, very first time. Patricia Murage, better known and popularly known as Trisha Gray, is an alternative music artist from here in Nairobi, Kenya. Now, their music is not bound to one genre, but has some roots in R&B and soul. Trisha, thank you so much for coming into studio. Really appreciate your company.
You're welcome. It's really nice to be here too.
Oh, so I hope I've used your pronouns okay.
Yeah, you have.
Okay, good. Now, if I don't, you better say, Chow, it's this, all right? I'm cool with that, all right? So tell me a little bit about how you got started, because I could see that your music is not bound to one genre, but has some roots in R&B and soul. So my question usually is, did you listen to R&B and soul growing up? Was there somebody in your house playing it? Were you, do you have family members who play music? How did it start? The debut, the very beginning.
Well, I can't really say that my family really listened to R&B and soul, but we did listen to like a lot of. My dad used to listen and still does. He listens to Classic 105 and everything that happens there. So that is what made me love music, I'll say. But I think I've loved music from way before I started. I don't know, it's just an inborn thing.
Okay, you know? It's always been there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Music wise, right now what I do, if I find a sound that makes me happy, that's what I'm going to go for. So it's not necessarily something that was there in the beginning or something. It's not a big story. If I like this sound, I'm going to write something about it. If I like this sound, I'm gonna do something with it. Yeah.
All right. What do you typically write about? What are some of the themes that you like exploring in your music?
Well, lately, the theme has been love. I feel like writing love songs is very easy. You just look at something you love. Maybe I love eating pizza, so I write a song about it. I have a song out called Potato.
You like potatoes?
Yes.
Okay.
Who doesn't like potatoes?
I don't know. There are some people who don't, but go ahead.
Yeah, but it's very easy writing love songs. So most of the themes of my songs are love songs. I have a few songs on, I wouldn't say hate. It's more of like breakup songs or something like that. But mostly right now, I'm just focusing on love songs. That's the theme.
All right. So there was food. Let me just get this right. There's food, mm-hmm. relationships. And they're kind of linked too, because, you know, yeah. you're eating when you're in that relationship or however it is. And you are still, you just get, I want to get this right. Whatever sound speaks to you at the moment is what you pick up and write music to. So tell me, who do you look up to locally, it's a two-part question. Who do you look up to in Kenya, in Africa, and around the world? It could actually be three-part.
So locally, in Kenya?
Yes, in Kenya. Let's use in Kenya.
I look up to Zinia Manase and Karun. I think those two have really done amazing work. And also Valerie Mudhoni. I listen to their music, to their songs, to their songs. And I'm just like, one day I want to do this. I want to be part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you reach out to them? Have you reached out to them?
I'm a fan girl.
You're a fan girl?
Yeah.
So you're
just like,
have you thought of it though?
Yeah.
They're very approachable, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. I will do that.
Is that a little homework for you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. On the continent, I haven't stopped. Mm-hmm. On the continent, whose music do you look up to? Or who are you listening to?
Oh, there are a lot of people. I found this artist called Mrumbi.
Based in Cape Town.
Their music. Oh, God.
Yeah.
There's also a South African artist called Tando.
Mm-hmm.
And Ipileng. I love their music also. Yeah, so I look up to them.
And you listen to their music.
Yeah, a lot.
All right, so now we've gone Kenya, we've gone Africa, around the world.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Okay, you can name five.
Okay,
five. I'll make it easier. Is that easier for you?
That's really hard.
That's really hard? Do you want to do three?
Yeah, let's do three.
Okay, let's do three.
So my first, my favorite artist, I'll say the internet.
Okay. Yeah.
The internet have amazing music.
That's right.
I also love FKJ.
Yep.
I mean,
The sounds. I hear you now, and I see what you say about the sounds.
And also, on that note, it's really hard to find the third one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll say those two come directly to my mind. Like, those are the people who I listen to nonstop. I love their music so much.
How long, thank you for answering. How long have you been doing music for professionally?
Professionally?
Yeah.
I started in 2020. Yeah.
2020. So it's 2 years. And how has it been? Because you started off during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a tough start. You had a lot going on. You know, there was a lot. Oof. Yeah. How did you navigate that? And I'm curious.
Well, okay, however it will sound, I was bored.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had this app called BandLab. So I was like, I can record my own music. I can make my own music. So let me do it. So I did my first song. I was like, what? I love it. It sounds amazing. So I released it. I didn't go to a studio or anything. So I kept doing that. I kept doing that until where I am right now. I think mostly I wrote about whatever I was feeling at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I also wrote based on other people's stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, 2 years in a very tough time. A lot of artists are saying the same thing, mm-hmm. that it was a confusing time for art and artists, mm-hmm. and any creative. The pandemic was a confusing time for everybody, but I'm focusing now on creators and artists, mm-hmm. and you had to start there. I really commend you, because that's really going against the grain. That's how the plane takes off. You know, it takes off with the wind in its face. It's not aided by the wind.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like how you had to do it. Woof. Trisha Gray, self-recording artist with almost all of their songs being recorded on their phone. And they have released several singles, with the latest one called Love Song and one album that was released earlier this year known as 21. Trisha Gray tells their stories and the stories of others from love's perspective with musical insight, as we just heard. And I know that we are ready to listen to them right now, and they will introduce their guitarist who's accompanying them today. And I'm just really excited, and I know that we are all excited to listen to Trisha, yeah. this morning. So I'm going to do one thing and one thing alone, and then you know what time it is. It's time for Chow to keep quiet so that Trisha can do what Trisha came to do. now that I asked you all about you. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, so what are you, well, you're going to hear me, you're going to hear a drop saying the live sessions, and after that, I'm quiet.
Okay.
You good with that? You good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me just do that, and then we go. Wait.
Lounge.
Okay, we're going to do it again. I just had to do it, and then we go like so, and we got it.
The live sessions on the Capitol Lounge.
Hi. So, unfortunately, if you can't hear the strums of my guitarist, it's because we have an electric guitar. So imagine, like, amazing music flowing through. Yeah. Hey, hey. Hey, baby, you look so good, I wish you'd stay right here in my arms, I pray. You'll never find somebody else who love you better than I do, baby. Won't you stay with me? Oh, baby, hey, hey, stay with me, stay with me. Hey, baby, I remember when you said that I made you feel so safe, and you never found someone else who love you better than I do, baby. Won't you stay with me? Oh, baby, yeah, yeah, stay with me, stay with me. Nakupenda, nakuyanza, nakuwaza, baby. Nasioni nikiweza kukuacha mpenzi, yeah. So why don't you come back and stay with me? We'll make a very good family. Oh, 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 baby, yeah. Stay with me, yeah. Oh, baby, stay with me, stay with me. So I want to appreciate my guitarist. His name is Shadrach. Yeah. So the next song I'm gonna do is called I Loved You, still by me. You can check it out. I loved you since the day that we met. I guess I never told you, might have slipped from my head. I wish that you could be in my bed, aside from conversations that are still on replay. You know I loved you. You know I wasn't ready to show you. In my mind, I was ready to follow you. I could ignore you, was falling for you. I was ready for you.
loved you since the day that we met. I guess I never told you, might have slipped from my head. I wish that you could be in my bed, aside from conversations that are still on replay. I loved you since the day that we met. I guess I never told you, might have slipped from my head. I wished that you could be in my bed. Conversations still on replay. I loved you since the day that we met. I guess I never told you, might have slipped from my head. I wish that you could be in my bed, aside from conversations that are still on replay.
The next song is called Perfect Lies. It was actually the second song I have ever recorded, but the first song I ever released.
Perfect lies, perfect lies, perfect night for perfect lies. No guilt as you look into my eyes. Tell me there's no one on your mind. Perfect night for perfect lies. All you want is me. Lie to me like 1, 2, 3. All you see is me. 1, 2, 3, you lie to me. All you want is me. Lie to me like 1, 2, 3. All you see is me. 1, 2, 3, you lie to me. Perfect lies, perfect lies. Yeah, do it so well, you got no flaw. Do it so well, my jaw's on the floor. Perfect lies. Talking to Stacy, lie you with Andy, now stay you with me. Tell me that you love me, you're the master of this game. Maybe it's Kelly, maybe it's Lexi, baby you're sexy, driving me crazy. I'm not falling for your games. All you want is me. Lie to me like 1, 2, 3. All you see is me. 1, 2, 3, you lie to me. Hey, perfect lies. Perfect lies. Do it so well, you got no flaw. Do it so well, my jaw's on the floor. Hey.
And you know what? Now I heard your voice. It's all good. You did good, Trisha.
Thank you.
So how do we get a hold of your music? How do we get a hold of you? Are you on all digital streaming platforms?
Yes, I am.
Okay, tell us.
So I'm on all digital streaming platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at 222Trish. Also, if you want to see me in person, I have a show coming up on the 9th of July, so next Saturday.
Okay.
You can show up. It's called Shukanangoma.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud to say that I am the one curating it.
Oh, good for you. So you have other artists coming to perform?
Yeah, we have other artists coming to perform. Mm-hmm. We have, other than me, we have four other upcoming artists who are going to be there. I will not mention
okay.
the names.
You don't have to do what you don't need to do.
To put a mystery to it.
Okay.
So you should come through and see how it's going to be.
All right. And Shadrick on guitar, you did good. We felt it. There was a feel. I felt the feel. Even though it was electric, it was like a strum, a low strum.
You can hear it better.
Don't worry. There's always a next time. Yeah. It's the first time. It's not the last time.
Yeah.
There you go. Sure. Right? So you're on Spotify. You're on Apple Music.
Yes.
Everywhere. What are we looking for? Trisha Gray?
Trisha Gray.
Everywhere.
One word. Capital T, capital G. Trisha Gray.
All right. Well, you know, you've really made our Sunday morning.
You're
really
welcome.
I appreciate you taking the time to be here this Sunday morning. You could have been anywhere else.
Yes.
Really, you could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend your Sunday morning with us. And we are all grateful for you.
I'm very grateful. I mean, you're a vibe.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. So listen, like you heard, Trisha Gray, that's who you look for on all digital streaming platforms. Look for their music and just search for Trisha Gray and you will be able to find them. Thank you, Trisha, for coming in and for taking the time this morning. Really appreciate you. Can't wait for your music so we could play it here at the station.
Yes.
Sounds good?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do a quick changeover as Trisha stands, but does not leave, so that we could do a quick changeover and get into the world of news. I want to thank you so much for keeping me company this Sunday morning, how we kickstarted off July with such positive vibes. I'm really grateful for you.